Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is the Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to the Chaser Report. Dom Knight here in Sydney, Charles Firth in Los Angeles. Hello, Charles.
Hello, Dom. How are you going?
Now, last time we talked, you seemed to be having a terrible time. You were saying that, you know, the weather was awful. There was everything smelled of urine. The traffic was terrible. It sounded like you're in hell, basically. Has your enjoyment of one of the world's great cities improved since we spoke
last?
Yes,
look, I must say it has. I think actually what has happened is the diaspora of LA people who listen to this podcast, which I admit is not a huge sum of people, but they have reached out to me and they have helped me. And in fact, I got even offered this afternoon the offer of catching up for a squirt. So I think that was from one of our listeners.
Could mean
so
any number of things. Nice. So when you say they, can I just be clear? Because you're never sure now. Was that one person who uses that pronoun? That seems more likely to me than multiple people in LA heard the podcast and got in touch.
It's all about the pronouns in LA. But no, it was one man,
right. Actually.
Toby is his name. And he said, should we catch up for a squirt?
What is and a squirt look, in LA parlance? Is it a seltzer?
Oh, sorry. Sorry if you got confused there, Dom. It's basically like solo. It's what they call solo or lift in...
I was imagining it being America, though, you know, it was sort of like squirting cheese whiz into your mouth or something. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, or no, it'd be THC. Everything here is THC. Oh, can I just tell you, though? Actually, let's go to an ad break and then I'll tell you exactly why LA sucks even more.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
None of the medical advice contained in the Chaser Report should legally be considered medical advice. The Chaser Report.
You can avoid ads. Chaser.com.au/podcast. It's now available via Apple Podcasts, by the way. You can just, in that app, subscribe. Get 2 weeks free to test it out if you like. And the Chaser.com.au/podcast page will at some point have a link to the Apple thing, but we haven't apparently managed that just yet.
But anyway, what I was saying is the reason why LA sucks harder than anything I've ever known before in my entire life.
And you've been to Adelaide.
Is that the service here is terrible, right? Like, so you go to America and the whole thing that you want is people who are in fear of losing their homes and their kids.
Yeah.
Because they exist on tips and so they have to please you because they're tip staff. Like, all your customer service interactions are based on you then ending up paying their salary.
Yeah, if they want to eat or pay rent, they've got to be nice to you. It's an amazing form
of
slavery.
Be happy. Yeah. What has happened here, which apparently has not happened anywhere else in America, is everyone is so fucking doped up on marijuana that they just are so chill. Like, it's just so annoyingly slow. Like, you join a coffee line. And like I was talking to other people and they were saying, anywhere else in America, it's like, you get your coffee and you go, right? But it's like, okay, I'm gonna talk you through the options. You want a coffee? What sort of coffee do you want? And it's all slow and it's really irritating. It's so fucking irritating. But they're all happy. They're really happy. They don't want your money because they just got the... They've just had a munchie. They've just had a, I don't know, a gummy bear.
How does that work? How can they afford marijuana to get that chill on the slave salary?
It's unbelievably cheap, Don. Like, so a gummy bear, which will make you stoned for about 4 or 5 hours. We've got some here.
Yeah.
See
cannabis-infused gummies. Camino.
Cannabis
sparkling pear flavor. Gummies.
So this cost me, I think, like $15. And how many are there in there? There's like 30 or something. So it's like $2. $2 a gummy.
For 50 cents. Right? 50 cents a gummy.
No, 50 cents.
So you can't afford food, but you can afford to get stoned in America in 2022. Wow.
Yes. And I must say, the homeless people here are not only very relaxed, but very lithe.
Right.
Because they can't afford food, but they can afford marijuana.
Wow.
So
this is an amazing social experiment. What happens if everyone is starving and poor but stoned? It sounds like they don't care.
Yeah, it's like Brave New World. It's sort of like, it's perfect because they're happy. They've got their soma.
Mm.
So it doesn't really matter. And look, this afternoon, and apparently this has never happened before in Californian history, but just this afternoon, we got an alert through on all our electronic devices, like any electronic device attached to the internet, got this alert at about 6 p.m. Saying, warning, we've reached level 3 of power restrictions, which basically means that tonight there are going to be rolling blackouts across California. Because it's so hot here that everyone has their air conditioner on or whatever, and their power grid can't handle it, and so presumably the weakest 5% of people are just going to, or the poorest 5% of people are just going to have to turn off their air conditioners and die
boil.
In this extreme heat. Yeah,
the one place that doesn't have power restrictions, presumably, is the gummy bear plant. That's the last thing that'll go down. It's probably connected to a windmill. Probably the one thing using renewable energy.
Yeah, you got to keep the power.
Do you feel like you're in a dystopian future, or do you feel like
you've
wandered into a different timeline where Australia won't go? I mean, is this what's coming for us?
I think that what should happen is everyone who's living in the UK now should come to LA and experience what it's like in LA, because in about 6 months' time, they'll be living in the dystopian hell that America is.
I thought you were saying that they'd be able to get out of the, because you know there's going to be crippling cold in the UK.
There's crippling cold.
The fuel prices are so high that no one can afford to heat their house. So in the UK, they'll all freeze to death.
The entire economy is going to collapse.
And the great news is, Charles, if they did what you suggested, that would mean flying from the UK to LA, which would make the problem worse. There's no escape.
I love how all our solutions involve making the problem worse.
Involve more carbon.
It really is last days. I mean, you know, my son, my 11-year-old, keeps on saying, "Daddy, I just want to come over and be with you." Like, and I just say, "Son, no, you don't. Just have a few more years of, you know, completely
gummy-free existence." Yeah. Like, Daddy would love to see you, but Daddy's on the pear gummies.
No, but also, like, I want him to believe that a better world is possible. Mm. Well, I'm here to tell you, listeners of this podcast, that it is not.
Right.
Like, we are headed down the same path as LA.
And by the time listeners hear this, Charles, they will have had the chance to get some more news from California, where it sounds like it's a terrible place to live, but you will have the new iPhone and you will have the new Apple Watch.
Yes,
and one
yes.
of the things that they're marketing is the Apple Watch Pro, which is a more rugged device. So clearly, and also, I don't know if you know this, but the new iPhone, the killer feature is rumoured to be, and you'll know if this is true by the time this comes out, is rumoured to be satellite technology.
Yes.
So that even if the cells don't work, you can still get on the phone. I'm just wondering, if they're building devices that work anywhere, do they know that the whole of civilization's about to collapse?
Yes.
That, you know, mobile phone networks are about to get burnt to the ground.
Yes.
We're going to need satellite connectivity. Is this what's happening? They're ahead of the curve.
This is the first post-apocalyptic product launch. And, you know, Apple are always ahead of the curve. They're always about 3 months ahead. They know that they've done their modelling. They know that by December, when everyone's buying, you know, their supplies for the apocalypse, they're going, I'll pay extra for that satellite feature because, you know, civilization has collapsed and we're going to need
it. I presume what will happen in a few months' time, that amazing, you know, Apple Park, the new Apple headquarters in Cupertino that looks like a giant spaceship, will actually be revealed to be a spaceship.
Yes.
And just take off to seed life on a new planet which only has Apple products. Can you imagine life on that planet?
Well, that is my life. I only
Me too. All my devices. Yeah. Can we have a place on the spacecraft, Tim Cook? We've just started offering the podcast through Apple Podcasts.
Well,
maybe they'll allow us to get on the spaceship.
Well, the thing is, I'm in LA to do lunches, right? And I emailed Tim Cook because you can tcook@ apple.com. Reached out to him, said I'm in California doing a lunch. He hasn't got back to me. What the fuck?
Oh.
The disrespect. Do you know how much I spend? Like, I'd pay his salary.
They've probably got some sort of, you know, cerebral messaging system now that wires directly into the cortex somehow and connects the iPhone directly into the brain without the need to actually, you know, touch it.
But look, I'm very excited about these new products that are about to be launched but haven't been launched at the time of the recording of this podcast but will be launched by the time anyone listens to it.
Beautifully put.
Imagine a phone that could do everything. It can take beautiful photos. It can make phone calls, do messages, do your email. I mean, it's a revolution, Dom.
I mean, I'm looking at my phone in front of me, which is an iPhone 13 Pro, because I do tend to waste money on upgrading them often. And apparently the only thing that's going to change, the two things, the first is that the notch thing at the top is going to be replaced by more of a pill-shaped thing. So there'll be a few millimetres of extra screen space added. Mm. How revolutionary. And then on the back, if you flip it over, the camera bump will be even bigger.
Yes, that's
I would have thought that the camera bump was already as big as it was possible for cameras, but there's still some space to the right of it.
I'm disappointed because I wanted the whole of the back to just be lenses.
Yeah.
I wanted like 24
and extra, they've got three lenses in a LiDAR sensor. What about four or five?
Nah, you need like 20, at least 20.
You need 20.
Yeah.
And which will be fantastic for the Chinese government to surveil us all. Because at the moment, they've got the wide and the close-up when they hack into your phone through TikTok.
Yes.
And take photos of whatever you're doing.
They don't have shot.
When it's something that can take a 360 degree.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 360 degree.
Well, in every direction.
Yes. And you need one that takes, you know, who's looking at you on the side, who you didn't want to include for privacy reasons.
And also dissident thoughts. If there's some sort of camera that can take a picture of
your brain,
the anti Xi Jinping thought that you're having in your brain,
yes,
that would be very, very useful. And also,
well, you know that happened.
Android.
We did a segment of Welcome to the Future a couple of months ago where like the CCP has worked out how to read your brain. That already exists.
Of course they have.
Yeah. So
is that the one where we were talking about trombones? Did you get sent trombones in the mail after we?
Yes, I got a couple, but they were discount trombones. So.
Yeah, discount trombones. Yeah.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Chaser Report. Less news, more often.
While you're over there romanticising life back in Australia, the wheels are falling off here too because Labor's come in. Right?
Yeah.
And they've ruined everything because they're not completely opposed to industrial action. Mm. I think they're not entirely in favour of it, but they've made it a little bit easier. And so what's happened is your childcare workers have become emboldened to ask for wages that they can live on.
Oh, dear.
And so what's happened is it's terrible. What's happened over the past few months is that increasingly, day by day, we get messages from the childcare centre. They've got this lovely little app called Story Park where they share photos of your child and the activities that they've been up to. But what they use it for now is every day at the end of the day you get a message that says, we'll need 5 absences from preschool room tomorrow. And that means that 5 families have to somehow, with no notice, not have the childcare.
Oh, I volunteer for the following this day. Tribute. Like
yes, I volunteer this tribute. That's exactly right. And so it's a bit easier for us because my wife's on mat leave because we had another baby. But you never know. It is a random call. Sometimes you're fine. But I've seen tradies bring their kids to the childcare centre and be told, oh, did you not get the message on Story Park? That entire room is closed today. And the tradie's like, oh, I've got to entertain my child all day. I guess I'll just make no money
for
the entire day. I can't do a single job.
Dom, you're not thinking laterally enough. This is late stage capitalism, right? What you do is you get the child to learn the trade and it's cheap labour. Because that's the other problem that we have in Australia is not enough employees.
I should say, I mean, I sympathise with the childcare workers. They're getting $22 an hour. That is not enough to mind my child.
No,
As
soon as you become a parent, you go, all right, they should be actually paid at the CEO level.
It should be at least $100 an hour.
Yes.
There's danger pay in that.
Oh, yes.
And so they're asking for more money. But the reason, it's not just COVID that's causing all these absences. The problem is childcare workers are going, oh, I could get more pay and not have to change the nappies of children. What's to lose about that? So they're walking out of the sector, left, right and centre.
Yes.
So we're going to have no childcare. You know, the government's talking about having a surge and adding more childcare. The problem is the workers don't want to do it because it's a shitty, literally a shit job.
No, but
there's few jobs that literally are a shit job.
But isn't the point that they do love it, but it just doesn't pay enough?
Like, no, yeah. It entirely depends. It entirely depends on
yeah.
The rate of pay. Well, I mean, they do love it. They're very dedicated.
It's not one of those.
They're sick of it.
But that's the whole thing about this world is everyone's going, oh, we don't have enough these workers. We don't have enough those workers. We have enough workers if the pay is correct. Like, that is the whole thing. And particularly for the kids who can't get into childcare, what we should do is we should pay them a good wage.
Yes, child labour would be a great solution. And a lot of kids, your 8-year-olds, are often really good. My niece is amazing at looking after my she's 9. She looks after my 4-year-old daughter. Very good at it.
And good with their, like, they can do close work. Like,
hands.
They've got good eyesight, tiny hands. So we could revive.
And their backs are still intact?
Yes.
They're not broken?
Yes.
What are they learning in school? It's not going to help them survive in the modern era. All they need to know.
We needed.
They don't need reading and writing. All they need to know is how to be an influencer.
We need a chimney sweep-led recovery. That's what we need.
Yeah. And not just a chimney sweep, Charles. A chimney sweep who knows how to do TikToks.
Yes.
About chimney sweeping tips. That's where the money is.
Yes. Chimney TikToks.
And an Instagram feed. And maybe even a chimney sweeping OnlyFans. Because you can't tell me there's not people whose kink is chimney sweeps out there. I'm not saying for kids. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm thinking of retraining as a chimney sweep OnlyFans guy.
Okay.
No?
Okay.
You don't think there's any market for that? Because podcasting's not working out.
I know that you want to get into OnlyFans, but I think you need to think more laterally.
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans for the blind would work.
Oh.
That would.
But it's only for. You don't have to see it. It's only my fans who'll see it. My chimneys, adorable chimney sweep. A sooty face. That's really horrible. Except possibly a good idea. Our gear is from Rode. We're part of the Acast Creator Network.
We're
going to
leave it on there. That's terrible. We should have an uplifting thought.
Uplifting thought. Hang on. Okay.
I'm going to Dodgers game. Okay.
You're going to see the Dodgers?
I'm going to see the Dodgers. I can either go and see a lecture by Judd Apatow or the Dodgers. And I think I've decided on the Dodgers. Cause
this is Judd Apatow, who's made some of your favourite films of all time.
Yes. One time only. I could go and see him talk in some serious lecture at the LA Academy.
I mean, I would see Judd Apatow because I was very nearly a 40-year-old virgin. I think I'd learn a lot about how to navigate that space. Now, the Dodgers are big. Don't they play every single day? The Dodgers play every day.
Yeah, but do you get an opportunity to drink beer at a Dodgers game every day?
That's true. Well, look, what you should do is you should go to one and stream the other.
Okay.
So are you sure that the Judd Apatow thing isn't streaming? Because I've got a talk on the weekend with Brian Cox. I paid to go to it, but then I discovered you could stream it for half the cost.
Oh, okay.
So I sold my ticket and I'm just streaming. It means I don't have to go to the Opera House. What a bore.
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't think so. I think because
go to the Dodgers and stream Judd Apatow.
Yeah, oh, no, but you can't
in
watch
the
baseball
break
on TV. So, and also the baseball will be so much more memorable than a unique
Judd Apatow.
Yeah.
Also, you should definitely go to the baseball because you just feel jealous of Judd Apatow that he's more successful than you at doing edgy comedy.
Thanks for that uplifting thought. Our gear is from Rode.
Yeah, but no.
And we're part of the Acast Creator Network. Goodbye.
Enjoy LA.
Thanks.
Charles, you know what? It's fine. I've got a genuinely uplifting thought for you, okay?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Just take one of your fucking gummies and forget this whole conversation ever happened.
Great idea. Here we go. Oh, yeah, man. I'm so stoned.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.